Welcome, everything is fine. This is Witch Place Podcast with your hosts, me, Jesse, and
Snay.
Yay! This is our first episode of the podcast. We're really excited. I wanted to give you a quick description of the show and what to expect. We formed our podcast based on the other television show, The Good Place, on NBC. Shout out to that. If you haven't seen it, I'll give you a quick description of that so it can help you understand our podcast better. So the television show is about, it follows these characters where they are in the good place, which is in the afterlife. It's basically heaven. And the way they got there is by all their actions that they've done on earth. So everything that they did, whether it was buy a margarita mix or donate to charity, they got like plus points or negative points. And then you add all that up and the, I guess, judges in the afterlife determined whether they get to go to the good place, which is heaven, or the bad place, which is hell. So we are kind of doing the same thing. Each episode, we're going to have a different celebrity where us, Jesse and Snay, will judge these celebrities on some random facts and actions that they've done. And we will come up with the points on, you know, try to be unbiased, but we'll see.
We have a lot of opinions on a lot of celebrities. So we've done some research. It's not just off, like, the back of our,
Exactly. We put some time and effort into this podcast. We want to make it as best as possible. I'm really excited. I am a huge fan of podcasts. Snay recently
got into podcasts. I listened to one podcast.
Which is better than none.
This is true.
If this was what?
I would listen to our own podcast.
Exactly. If this was like 2 months ago, you'd be like, what's a podcast? Okay. I'm just kidding.
I'm cultured.
Yeah. So shout out to the podcast she listens to, Keep It.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure we're going to talk about
In
the future. We'll talk about all, not all, but we'll mention some podcasts and how they inspired me to become who I am as a podcaster.
As a person and a podcaster.
As a person and a podcast. So I'd like to say that maybe, I mean, we might be medium people, but we might also be good people. But we'll
or bad out. People.
Or bad people. I mean, I took the good or bad Janet quiz on BuzzFeed, and I was bad Janet.
I think I got bad Janet, too. I remember that.
So we're the same person.
Yeah.
So, we'll probably be talking a lot about The Good Place. I suggest that maybe if you haven't seen an episode, you watch an episode of that. I think it'd make our podcast more enjoyable. I think if you're into celebrities of all kinds, like, I think in the beginning, we're going to be mostly talking about actors, television, and movies. But I don't know, maybe in the future we'll start talking about, like, maybe even talk about athletes that we both know.
I don't know sports.
Oh, quick story. Yesterday my sister went to LA Live, which is like right next to the Staples Center, and the Lakers had a game yesterday, so the opposing team was like all getting on their bus to drive down the street to the Staples Center. And there was, like, a big crowd of people because they were all excited. Mm-hmm. And my sister, I have to show you the video. It's so funny. My sister was, like, had her friend film her on Snapchat with standing in front of the basketball player and was just like, I don't know who this is, but, like, thumbs up and smiling. God. And we later found out they still didn't know who it was till, like, hours later. Like, they didn't care. We later found out it was a famous German basketball player on the Mavericks. I think they're from Dallas. I don't know. I don't know too much about basketball, but it's a very funny video.
Maybe, I have to see this video.
Yeah, I'll show it to you. Maybe we'll upload it to our social media, which we will plug at the end of the episode. So yeah, that was our quick-ish intro for the podcast. I think it's time for, you know, the main event.
It really is.
The reason we're all here today, listening,
talking,
mumbling. No, I hope we're not mumbling. Yeah. I feel like it's very important to enunciate for podcasts. Okay, so this is the main part of the podcast. Get ready. I know you've been waiting for it. We like to call this segment Witch Place.
Witch Place?
Question mark at the end. So, like I mentioned earlier, we're going to talk about a celebrity, give you some random facts about them. We're going to come up with the points ourselves. I'm going to add them up with my calculator on my phone. And then at the end, we'll see if they are in the negatives or the positives. If they're in the positives, they get to go to the good place. If they're in the negatives, they get to go to the bad place. If for some reason someone is at zero, I guess that's the middle.
I hope not. Yeah, I guess they're middle people.
Yep. Okay, so our first celebrity for our first podcast is... Drew Barrymore. Yes.
Who is that?
Oh, just my kidding. Gosh. If you don't know Drew Barrymore, have you been living under a rock? Like, she's been acting since, like, I don't know, what was she, like, 5 years old?
Probably.
Maybe. Who knows? She's, like, in her late 30s now, I'm guessing. I don't know.
I'll say more than 30, but
more than 30. I don't know. We don't know ages right now. So... yeah, let's get into it. So, as I mentioned, she's been acting a long time, which leads me to my first point, which is she was in one of my favorite movies, E.T., The Extraterrestrial.
That was one of my points, that she was in E.T. I feel like that deserves, for her to be, like, what, 5 years old and be in that movie?
Exactly.
I think that deserves some plus points. I don't know how many.
I think positive points for sure. I feel like that movie was so great, in my opinion. To this day, I have a fear of aliens. However, when I was a child, I would watch this movie and not be scared of aliens.
Well,
so
E.T. was...
it holds a special place in my heart. I'm thinking around 500?
500?
Yes!
I was thinking like 200 max.
Okay. 300.
Fine.
300. Fine. Okay, 300 so points. The first point, or the first fact, I guess, gives her 300 points. Exactly. Okay. So do you want to say your next one?
Yeah. Well, I think we should preface this by the fact that we both went to a taping of James Corden.
We did.
Last week?
Last week.
She was one of the guests. Mm-hmm. I did not go for her. I went for a different guest. Regardless, she was a guest. And let me tell you, James asked her to rank her co-stars from most talented to least talented. The choices were Adam Sandler, Jake Gyllenhaal. I don't even remember who the third person was.
The third person was Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant. And what does she rank? What does she rank? She goes, Adam Sandler is the most talented.
Shocking.
Then Hugh Grant. And then Jake Gyllenhaal.
No.
I was seething in my seat. I had to live with her telling me that in front of my own face. So that to me is like negative 1,000 points.
Negative 1,000.
Negative 1,000 points. And my thing is, even if she said that because she's friends with Adam Sandler and friends with Jake Gyllenhaal, you just can't lie to the American people like that. Adam Sandler is not more talented than Jake Gyllenhaal.
I agree. But also, I think like if anything... she could have at least ranked him number two.
Hugh Grant is. But what
is
they
Hugh Grant?
What are they in? Next week's episode is Hugh Grant.
I know. Spoiler alert. What movie did they do together? And how could it possibly be better than anything Jake Gyllenhaal has done?
Jake Gyllenhaal, as I tweeted, has more talent in his left pinky than Adam Sandler does in his entire body.
Are we talking about the whole left pinky or just, like, the left pinky nail?
Just the tip.
Just, you know, like, where you get your DNA.
Just the tip of the pinky. More talent than Adam Sandler. Head to toe combined.
I have to agree, and I will not debate you on the negative 1,000 points.
Thank you.
It's going to be a wild ride, and I don't know how to use this calculator app. Okay. It's funny that you mentioned the James Corden event taping.
It was an event.
It was an event. I also put that on my list, but I did, instead of, talking about that specific moment, I talked about an off-camera moment, I would like to call it, when, you know, it's a commercial break.
Sure, celebs are more than just what they are on the
camera. Exactly.
Yeah, right.
You know, they play it up for the camera. So it's nice to see a celeb just... chillin', which, I mean, when are they ever chillin'? But, so this was during a commercial break. We're all just kind of sitting there, you know, just twiddling our thumbs at this point. We've been there for like 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And she was sitting on the couch with James and John Boyega. And I remember this because I thought it was so cute because I don't think I've ever really seen another celebrity do this before. Like, we've gone to many a tapings. Mm-hmm. But some people in the crowd, in the audience, you know, was waving at Drew and like, hey, Drew. And she waved back. It was so excited.
That was sweet, yeah.
She was like, woo. I don't know if she wooed, but she definitely had her hands up high waving.
She did.
And, yeah, I was like, wow, she's like actually looking at us, like, you
but
know.
But how many points is that worth?
Not a lot.
Yeah, I will say, like, we can't give her so many points for being a decent
yeah.
human being.
Oh,
but
yeah,
100, maybe.
I would say
that's
100.
Our minimum.
I would say 100. Since we only gave her 300 for E.T.,
you're right.
She is getting 100 for that.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm glad we agree on that. It was super cute. Okay. Next point.
Mine's a follow-up to this James Corden debacle, because the day after was the season 2 premiere of the Santa Clarita Diet, which she is in, and honestly, that's a great show, so maybe she should get some plus
maybe
points for that.
Maybe she should.
But anyways, we're not
okay.
talking about plus
that's
points
not
right
the
now.
Point.
We're talking about her little sign that she held up on the red carpet mm-hmm. at this premiere, which said, I love Jake Gyllenhaal. And, you know, I really don't even know how if this should be negative points or plus points, because who's to say that her publicist didn't force her to do that?
Which I'm sure her publicist
who's to
made
say
the
that
sign.
Wasn't damage control? That was not her handwriting at
that
all.
That was, you know, thinking about it, that was a really nice sign.
It really was.
Like,
I was like, there's no way celebrities
yeah,
have that nice of a handwriting.
It was perfect handwriting.
Exactly.
It's what you would think, like, a high schooler who's making posters for
exactly.
ASB would do.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm sure.
It was exactly that.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
like nice paper too, so
mm-hmm.
like
her, it was like a little picket.
Her publicist
sign.
Must yeah, they must have gone to Home Depot real quick, gotten like the little wood
yeah.
Thing. So
they
yeah.
put effort into it.
Yeah. They but was it for damage control mm-hmm. for like Drew herself, or was it
yeah.
really to like help Jake Gyllenhaal's mm-hmm. feelings? Because you know, he has feelings too.
But do we know if Jake Gyllenhaal was offended by this?
Do we know if Jake Gyllenhaal even saw
yeah I
it.
He I mean he doesn't have social media so
he does not
that
but
would
his
be
sister
one
does
his sister does maybe she saw it and said
I'm
get
sure people can text him and let him know
oh yeah I'm sure Drew has his number
yeah.
took a picture or
but I feel
sent
like they're in
it.
Such different orbits
mm-hmm.
that Jake's like
true
who even is she anymore
true Jake
like,
might be above her
oh might a
hot,
little
hot take
hot take as you can see we're really trying not
yeah.
to be biased here
oh
but
yeah
when somebody offends my mm-hmm. man Jake Gyllenhaal
we don't want
not be going well
we don't want the whole world to know what we
exactly.
like and don't like
oh yeah
that's why we're doing this
we
podcast.
Never talk about the things we like.
Never talk about things we like
anyways
we, or
so,
don't
What did we come to hear?
I,
maybe we shouldn't even give her points. I just wanted to bring this
zero
up.
Zero points.
I wanted to give everyone context for this, but maybe it's not even worth points.
I feel like I want to give her 100 points for that.
Okay.
Can we? Okay.
Fine.
She agrees.
Because we took 1,000 off.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to get her back up.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So my next one is, I don't know, this is just like a random fact. It's she has a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which...
Who doesn't have a star
I
on the
know.
Hollywood Walk of Fame?
But I still think it's the coolest thing, but also kind of like, I don't, what's the word? Narcissistic,
yeah.
maybe?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but like, I don't think I've ever seen her star. Like, I wonder where it's at. We've been to this.
I think I have seen her star.
Hmm.
It's definitely, well, I don't know where it is, but
yeah.
yeah. But she was an E.T., so maybe
exactly.
she does deserve a star.
Exactly. And she got this a long time ago.
Okay.
She got it in 2004, which
oh, wow.
I guess that was peak Drew Barrymore.
Mm.
Now that I'm, like, we're in comeback Drew Barrymore.
We are, yeah.
era time. So
Drew Barrymore renaissance, if you will.
A Drew renaissance, if you will.
I will not.
I take it back. So, yeah, that was my quick quote. fact.
Okay.
Quick star.
But is that worth positive? Don't celebrities pay for their own stars?
True. And I think it's like $20,000 or something like that. I
oh
kid
my
you
goodness.
Not. I may have read that somewhere. If I'm wrong, please someone tweet me.
Wow. Yeah, somebody tweet her. Even if she's not wrong.
Exactly.
Tweet her.
I
okay.
know everything, obviously.
Well.
How many points is that? Is it 100?
It's I don't even. I don't, this is up to you. I just.
Okay. I would say 100.
Fine.
100. Okay. Next.
I don't want to be the one to keep taking her score lower.
No, okay, actually, I have a couple.
I have a good one that to me is really cool. She hosted SNL at the age of 7.
I saw that.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, I want to, like, look up the video or something. I know,
but that must have been, like, right after E.T.
Yeah.
For her to host SNL at 7, that's crazy. I mean, I don't know if she was funny or not.
I know.
Because, again, that was, like, 500 years ago. But just to, like, do that, mm-hmm. there's people in their, like, 40s who cannot host SNL.
Oh, yeah, we've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, actually, we haven't because I choose not to watch those episodes.
True.
And I haven't seen an episode this season, so... Who am I to judge?
Oh my god, Jesse is in a bad place.
No, that's negative 1,000 points exactly. for me right now.
Anyways, so I'm going to have to give her some plus points for that.
How many?
I'm going to say 200.
200, nice. 200. I did read something that she has like hosted a bunch of times, but I don't remember.
I think she's definitely hosted after that, but yeah. I think she might be the youngest person to ever host, because 7, how much younger can
I think that is for sure the youngest. Yeah, I mean, they should have, like, how has Jacob Tremblay not hosted?
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, he's not 7, that is a good place. Still, how has he not hosted?
Straight to the good place.
Oh my gosh, I wish you watched Fast and the Furious 8, because there's a baby.
Not 1 through 7, just 8.
No, just 8. Because I was going to say, how has the baby from that movie not hosted? But you haven't seen, so you can't say.
I do want Jacob Tremblay to host, though. Yeah. I think he would be great.
Okay. So this one, I feel like we're going, you know, back in time. Not back in time. But I'm going to talk about one of her movies that some have seen, some may have not seen. It's called Riding in Cars with Boys. It came out, I don't know when, early 2000s maybe, mm-hmm. maybe late 90s. I watched this thinking it was going to be, like, a cute, like, high school-ish movie, maybe a rom-com. I don't know. It was not what I thought it was going to be. And it kind of made me not like her. Yeah. And I like a lot of her movies and stuff. So I was really surprised. I was watching it and I was like, I do not like her. But I think it's because of her character. But basically what it is like, she's a teenage mom. And it's, like, set in the, like, 60s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she's the worst mother on the planet.
Oh, no.
She, like, doesn't hate her kid, but she, I'm sure there's a scene in it where she's yelling at her kid, like, I wish I never had you. And then her kid grows up, like, kind of hating her, too. It's this whole thing. So I think she gets negative points for that just because it made me sad.
Well,
it made me sad to.
I mean, none of this is really objective, so
exactly.
I like that. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm going to give her negative 200 points.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She really hurt you.
She did. And I was very surprised. But don't worry, we got some good things coming up.
Yeah, I have some things I'm really not sure about.
Okay.
So her godfather is Steven Spielberg, which makes her step-god sibling Gwyneth Paltrow.
I don't even think
two
it's,
things.
It's
those
not
two
even
facts.
Step. That's just straight up god sister.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's not
that's
step.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's homies for life.
That's a lot.
That's homies in the after place,
yeah,
which may
just
be
such
good or bad.
Different people.
Yeah.
And to have Steven Spielberg as your, I feel like that's bonus points, but then to have Gwyneth as your
so it's like a two-part.
As your god sibling. Mm-hmm. Those are negative. Mm-hmm. I don't think it evens out, because Steven Spielberg, you know.
Legend.
Legend, truly. So I'm going to say that's, like, plus 300
okay.
points.
Okay, plus 300.
And then, I mean, I can't blame her for being god siblings with Gwyneth.
True.
But still negative 100 points.
But we blame her.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking, you know, we're moving on to referencing her, I guess, celebrity friends. Mm-hmm. Which I would like to say that she is best friends with Cameron D. Cameron Diaz.
Okay, I was going to say, like, oh no.
And she was in Charlie's Angel.
She's on the same level as Cameron Diaz. I don't like her.
You know, like, oh.
No, I do not like Cameron
Diaz. I don't know if I have an opinion on Cameron Diaz, but she could be our enemy
she
of the
is,
podcast.
She is, like, literally faded into the unknown that I'm kind of mad that you just reminded me
I'm
of
sorry,
her existence.
But where has she been?
I don't know. Probably not
what
doing much.
What has she been doing? Yeah, no, I thought that was kind of cool that they were in this movie together that I saw when I was a child. I don't remember anything about it. And yet I still listen to, you know, I would like to call it the theme song by Destiny's Child, the independent woman. So that is also a plus because both of their names is in the song in the beginning. I think it's Beyonce saying their names. It might be all three of them saying their names. Singing their names, actually. Yeah. Wow. So I don't know if she ever got to meet Beyonce or be friends with Beyonce, but, you know, every episode I think I'm going to try to squeeze Beyonce's name in there somehow.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
It's...
What is it? The 3 degrees, of separation from Beyonce.
From Beyonce is going to be a reoccurring...
Of course.
...motif, if
Beyonce
you will.
Beyonce is the queen of the good place.
Yeah. So I would like to give that 200 points.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. No debating needed.
I guess. I really can't because I don't have any context for this, so...
Okay.
I just don't like Cameron Diaz.
Okay.
That's a story for another time. It's not really a story. I just don't like her. My next fact... Well, she's been married 3 times.
Hmm.
I feel like that's something to
talk
about.
A little excessive.
3 times. And not only is it not like her third marriage is the one she has now.
Oh.
It's been married and divorced 3 times.
Oh, sweetie.
But I don't have context for this.
I know. We don't know who
obviously,
these guys
we don't
are.
Know. Yeah. They could be like terrible people.
They could be.
But also, why is she choosing such terrible people?
True. Terrible people attract?
Yeah.
Maybe?
I don't know. I think, like, if we're looking at the points that they use in The Good Place... Mm-hmm. Divorce is definitely on there as negative.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, let's give her, we'll give her the negative points.
Yeah, we'll give her negative, but we'll also give her the benefit of the doubt.
Exactly.
And not, like, give her, like, negative 1,000.
Exactly. It could have not been her fault. And I would like to say that if she were to go to The Good Place, she might find her soulmate there. So.
Maybe.
The divorce doesn't matter in the end.
That's true, but I will say 3 divorces is a little bit much.
It is a little.
So, how many, are we thinking like 100 per divorce?
I was thinking that,
okay,
too.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Negative 300 for that.
Per
are
divorce.
We terrible? Maybe we're in the bad place.
I think we are. I was wondering, you know, how many episodes it was going to take us to determine
if, where we know. Are placed. Just the fact that we're judging other people.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So this one I thought was hilarious, and I went on her Instagram, which is cute. I can tell that she, like, some of the pictures she posts mm-hmm. herself, and I like when celebrities actually do their own social media handling.
Exactly.
And she uploaded this video for an ad she did with Crocs, where she is singing and dancing wearing Crocs. And I knew you would love this one. I don't know if you saw this video, but I think if you're listening, go look it up. Pause the podcast.
Yeah.
Go watch this, like, 15-second video.
Laugh. Any celebrity who is low enough to take money from Crocs is losing points in my book.
It's the Juice Renaissance.
No.
How did I say it earlier?
Drew-ressance.
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 She
I absolutely...
Coin.
First of all... Is Netflix not giving her enough money that she needs to get Crocs money?
Is there a pay disparity going on? Uh-oh, conspiracy?
I mean, Timothy does do a better job at acting than Drew, I will say. But
he's the unsung hero.
he really is. Maybe we should talk about him next.
Maybe.
I
don't know anything about him.
I don't know anything
up until the moment when I started watching Santa Clarita Diet, which is hilarious. And a shame I still have not seen the second season. But
yeah, she's a fake fan. Why are we even talking about this?
I know.
Anyways, yeah, any celebrity, first of all, like, just a sponsorship is not great. Just lose points for that.
Yeah.
And then to be sponsored by Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Crocs?
Yeah.
Does she really wear Crocs in her life?
She probably does.
Actually,
she probably does.
She should lose points for that.
I think so. I think I'm going to say negative 200 points.
That's it?
Yeah, 300, no.
Okay, you have to combine the fact that she's doing a sponsorship.
Okay, sponsorship,
and the Crocs.
100, Crocs, 200, then wearing Crocs probably in her real life.
Yes.
300.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then also, I don't know.
No, it's 200.
No, I've already said it.
It's 300.
300, negative 300.
Exactly.
Okay.
I have an interesting one. She got drunk at Rob Lowe's party at 9 years old.
Oh my god.
See, a lot of these speak to, like, the points of other people.
True. Where were her
also,
parents?
Also, underage drinking.
Yeah. At nine years old. That is, and to get
she
drunk.
She did have a bit of, like, a traumatic, like, childhood,
oh,
though.
Yeah.
Because she go to rehab?
I believe so. So, I mean, and for sure. I don't know if she, I don't think she's, like, sober now, though. I don't know. I don't want to judge her.
Yeah. So underage drinking, I feel like, is negative 100 yeah. points, but going but then, to rehab is, like, plus 300.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, also, like I said, she's 9.
Exactly.
Who is letting her drink that I much? Know.
Man, E.T. must have
I know.
Messed
her up. Oh, what went on?
I mean, it was an alien.
Behind the scenes. So. Uh-oh, the alien scarred her. Like, it scarred me. Just kidding. I like
she the one aliens. E.T. Yeah.
No, just the one.
Just the one.
Just the one E.T. So, what was it? Negative?
Negative 100 for 100. Underage drinking.
Mm-hmm.
But then plus 300 for going plus, to rehab.
Yes.
And getting way to get life help. In check.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. Okay. So, I feel like now we're talking about crimes, kind of-ish. Mm-hmm.
Crimes.
Now we're exactly. delving into our crime.
That's where we are, yeah.
podcast. And I was looking up, you know, like, random paparazzi photos of Drew Barrymore, seeing, you know, her kind of chilling, but you know, not really chilling, just walking the streets, literally. And I found this picture of her getting a ticket for jaywalking, which,
wow.
Yes, I guess jaywalking is dangerous and such, but, I mean, she was just crossing the street. I feel bad for her. And I would like to give, like...
Was this in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, L.A., just walk the streets, you know?
That's true.
Like, why not? Unless it's, like, a crazy busy intersection.
That's true.
But...
I think getting a ticket should be negative points, mm-hmm. but her reaction to it
oh, yes.
is what should Let's be positive talk about points. This. That's funny. Mm-hmm.
There is a picture That's of her getting the ticket. The cop is, I'm assuming, writing it out, and uh-huh. she's, like, laughing and, yeah. like probably joking with him or something. Exactly. So, you know, she didn't get mad.
She got that Crocs money. She yeah. doesn't have to worry about
exactly.
a ticket.
She can pay however many dollars.
Maybe she'll just give him a Croc.
Maybe. Just one singular just one Croc. So, yeah, I would say, like, minus 100 for the...
Yeah, minus 100 for the ticket.
Ticket. But then plus 200 yeah. for her reaction.
Exactly.
Because she's not a bad sport. We're getting... I feel like we have only a couple more left.
Do I even have more left?
Do you have a couple more
I mean,
left?
We've talked about... Oh, well...
One
I
last.
The cultural appropriation one.
Oh,
there
oh,
is
yes.
a picture of her wearing a Native American headdress. Mm-hmm. I don't need context for that.
Just that it's bad.
Yeah. Well, I knew that it wasn't, like, in a place from cultural appreciation because mm-hmm. she was wearing, like, a, what was it?
It was, like, a Budweiser.
A Budweiser apron.
Yeah.
And I'm like, in what context would you be wearing both of those things?
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely will be giving her negative points for that.
I would have to agree. And also the picture, it kind of, it looked like a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
So, how many negative points?
I'm gonna say like 300.
300. I'd agree. Okay. So I would say that would be our last point.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And are you ready to see the number?
Oh god.
Are you guys? Were you guys calculating along?
I'm
kind
of nervous
along?
About this.
I
came into this with obviously my own opinion.
Yeah. It truly could have went. Either way,
honestly, I'm glad it really...
You know, no matter what happens, I must still watch Santa Clarita
exactly.
Diet.
I'm sure. I still watched laugh. It. I still stand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, the moment you guys all been waiting for, her total was negative 600.
Wow.
That's a pretty...
Wow.
Yeah.
I honestly was expecting us to, like, end this with her being in the good place.
Yeah, like, barely, though. Like, yeah. 100.
I mean, we did give her negative 1,000 points.
True.
Deservedly True. For slandering Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob Benjamin Gyllenhaal did not deserve that slander.
He did it.
So, I think that's really what got her.
I think so. Once you cross one of our mans,
exactly.
it's game over.
Exactly. Or one of our women's.
Or one of our women's. Or
We're
one of
inclusive,
our
non-binary. Gender non-conforming people.
Yes.
Just don't cross our people.
Just don't cross our people. And we won't cross you.
Exactly.
But now she's...
She does have some redeeming qualities.
So. Yeah. And who knows? A year from now, she could get... 700 points.
Exactly. She could be back on James Corden.
She could.
And
we could see her again.
Jake Gyllenhaal first.
Exactly.
Exactly.
She can, maybe tomorrow, she'll apologize for all her wrongs.
Exactly. And I really hope she doesn't. I hope it's not her publicist
yeah.
next time.
I hope so, too. So, yeah.
Yeah. Next week, we're ranking her publicist.
Yeah. Tune in next week to talk about publicists.
Exactly.
Everyone's favorite people.
Of course.
Yeah. So, that was our first celebrity for our first podcast episode. Yeah, it was surprising. We learned a lot.
It was surprising. I really expected this to be, like, the other way.
Yeah, I hope you guys learned a lot as well. Yeah.
We like to spill the tea on celebs, mm-hmm. always providing information, yeah. exposing them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Trying to be unbiased.
Trying is the key word.
I mean, that's all you can do in this life is try.
Exactly.
Hopefully this
inspired you to watch The Good Place if you haven't already.
Oh, yeah. Go watch it. Let us know your thoughts and opinions.
Exactly.
I am always up to talking about the show. So our next, before we end, I wanted to do one last little segment. This is another Good Place reference. So go watch an episode. If you have seen the show, you know that there's a character called Bad Janet, mm-hmm. which is, she like lives in the Bad Place universe, I guess. And she like helps the people kind of, but like is also mean and calls, like, I don't know. Like, she does the bare minimum, mm-hmm. but also she's like a bad person. So we would like to have, you know, shout out our Bad Janet of the week, who is probably going to be a celebrity or a fictional exactly. character that wronged us, mm-hmm. betrayed us, made us mad mm-hmm. or something, upsetted us this week. And, you know, I have a couple, actually, for this week.
I mean, we always have a couple.
Oh, yeah. But I one of them is, you know, how could I not mention this?
Yeah, of course.
So my first one is the Beyonce biter, which, you know, when this podcast comes out, we probably still won't even know.
We won't ever know.
Exactly.
There's not enough information.
No, and just know there's someone out there, though, who bit Beyonce, who has definitely received negative a billion points for that.
Oh, yeah.
Who is living in the audacity. Exactly.
To not only hit on Jay-Z first, and then to bite Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
In ridiculous. The same night.
I know.
At their own party.
Tisk, tisk. Like, you were invited.
Exactly.
You should have been trusted and yet betrayed many a people. I wish Tiffany would have beat you that night.
Yes. But
that's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. And my second person is, I mean, we're definitely going to do an episode on her in the future. Mm-hmm. So just, this is already, you know, whenever we do it, already negative 1,000 points.
Exactly.
Selena Gomez.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ew. I know. Shivers.
Exactly. Ugh. We both, like, ugh. So, yeah, you know, I just wanted to mention, like, shout out to all the March for Our Lives, mm-hmm. that protests and stuff that have been happening, or gun protests, mm-hmm. and, you know, hoping for gun control because, like, obviously, mm-hmm. duh. And Selena Gomez, you know, she did post something on Instagram, I believe, that was like, March for Our Lives, like,
of course, yeah.
I support, which is
Instagram.
Like, you know, that's great, like, duh.
Perfect.
But then also, she was like, this is more than a hashtag, and I don't know if you know, I'm sure
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so, you know, a few years ago, when the whole Black Lives Matter marches were happening and stuff, people asked her, like, can you hashtag this because you have such a big platform? And she responded, like, it's just a hashtag.
She's so fake.
She's so hypocritical. Fake. Yeah, and that, like, really, you know, I'm not a big Selena Gomez fan at all.
I mean, are there people who are still Selena Gomez fans?
Probably. But, yeah, that was just another thing. I just wanted to let you guys know that.
Too bad, Janet.
Keep an eye out for Selena.
Yeah. My Bad Janet is also the Beyonce biter.
Mm-hmm.
For the week, I mean, are we only doing celebrities? I got just things, just people. This discourse around the Roseanne revival. I'm tired already.
Yes.
I don't need stories about Middle America. Mm-hmm. I really don't. And I don't need to think about which one of the people from Friends would have voted for Trump. Mm-hmm. We all know it's Ross. Let's move on. I'm tired of it, and I don't want to hear about it.
I agree.
I just don't. Revival just started, and mm-hmm. I'm already, like,
rolling
I want it to be canceled.
Eyes.
I, like,
so
want it to why are we reviving shows that don't matter?
I know. Like, who asked for this?
Exactly. Will and Grace. Great revival, because it's actually funny.
Relevant.
Exactly.
Relevant then, relevant now.
Their writing is still really
hilarious.
Good. Well, I mean, I never watched the originals, but the new writing
the
is
new,
so good.
Great.
I just don't want to hear about Roseanne anymore. And this discourse just started.
And it makes me sad also because, like, some of, like, I feel like it wasn't as problematic the first time around, but also I don't know. Like, I've never really seen it. So, you know, some of my family is like, ooh, it's back. Like, that show was really funny back then. Like, maybe I'll check it out. Mm-hmm. But now knowing what I know, I'm like, don't give it its view.
Exactly.
Please.
What network is it on? Is it on ABC?
I believe it's ABC.
ABC never cancels their shows.
I hate to say it, but I think it may have already gotten renewed.
I think it did get renewed. It's never going to I think it said they were never going to have 22 episodes per season, but it got renewed already. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. ABC, learn how to, like, end the shows that you need to end.
Oh, yeah.
I really think that the viewership will decline.
I
hope. Well, I hope. I can't say.
I hope, but Middle America's big.
Unfortunately.
They're big and they're loud.
On this podcast, we do not.
Enemy of the podcast.
Endorse Middle America.
No.
I have another one.
Oh.
I have been ranting about this all week. I think you already know. It is this random C-lister who is so unknown in the new Solo movie. That he had to go anonymously tell a random source that about all the production troubles this movie had, which, again, like, I know they've had a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had the, or she, could be a she.
Oh, yeah.
I never this really person. Could say that. This C-lister who was so unknown and probably jealous.
I know.
Anyways, they had the audacity to say, my leading man does not have the talent to be Han Solo. And I just, that really did it for me.
Woo!
Why are they trying to sabotage this movie before it comes out, first of all?
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, why has the main leading actor, who was hired by Disney for a reason, after an extensive audition process, being the scapegoat for this?
True.
If this movie fails, it's not his fault.
I don't think it is.
It's Disney's own fault.
It's could be the writing.
Could be the writing.
Could be the directing that we know has
the three
troubles.
Directors. Exactly.
Could be Disney.
Could be Disney. Could be Lucasfilm.
Could be.
Probably not, though.
No. He kind of, like, let them do whatever
they do. It's
just
self-sabotage.
It is.
And I have had enough of it.
You know, we will be watching. Still.
Oh, we will be watching. I will be watching.
We'll probably
for sure.
discuss.
Can't wait.
On the pod.
Yeah.
So get ready for that, like, in a month and a half.
2 months.
Yeah. You know, we're all about the future here.
We are.
We
we have a plan laid out.
Oh, yeah.
World
like, you're
domination.
In for a treat.
Exactly.
You're going to see it all unravel on this podcast. So, yeah, those were our bad Janets, plural, of the week.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be more than one Janet
every
week. I think
so.
Some might carry over.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Like a reoccurring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which we should just call, you know, forever enemies of the podcast.
Oh, yes. Oh, we have some enemies of the podcast.
We already have some. I don't think we need to mention them now.
Not now.
Yeah.
It's been.
Exactly. We're already kind of, you know,
We're
at our most with.
Our anger.
Yeah. Our
has
anger
really
is
soared through the
risen.
Roof right now.
So let's, like, you know, I think let's just end it.
Wow.
Yeah,
what
just
a great
like
podcast.
That.
Thanks for listening. Well,
yeah.
If you did.
I know. Thank you to our two listeners. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know how many we're going to have.
Yeah.
We'll find out later. But yeah, thank you, whoever, for listening. This was me, Jessie, and
Snay.
With our first Which Place podcast. Yep. We're really excited for recording more episodes, or at least I am. I wanted to plug our social media, which we have right now. We have Twitter, which is at WhichPlacePod. And our Instagram is also at WhichPlacePod. And then we have a website, which is kind of long. I don't really remember what it is right now. I'll put that in. I'll tweet it out. I'll put it
It'll
in
be
the,
on our social media.
Yeah, it'll be everywhere. You'll be able to find it. So, yeah, just two things right now. Twitter and Instagram. Go to those. Yeah, hopefully, you know, this is on iTunes, so rate us, review us, leave us comments. Let us know maybe potential celebrities in the future that you want us to judge.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Please send us some.
Give us some recommendations.
Maybe even some unknown, so we will go into it completely objective.
Exactly.
That would be great.
The less unknown,
which celebrities do you want to hear us talk about?
Mm-hmm. Let us know. Yeah. Shout out to my cousin.
Woo, shout out.
Rob G is his stage name for coming up with our theme song, which is playing.
Yep.
Maybe you'll listen, you'll hear it, you'll hear it for sure. It's pretty cool. Did you want to plug your personal, any of your personal?
Oh, any stuff? Of my personal? My Twitter is private, so no.
So no.
But you can follow me on Instagram, at Violet Hills. I don't really talk smack there.
No,
but,
it's just pretty pictures.
It's like just pictures. The coolest pictures. But, you know, if we become friends, you can follow me on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. And then follow me.
Where I definitely talk smack.
Oh, yeah. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jessie the Jet, where, I don't know, on my Twitter I do talk lots about celebrities. Oh, and yeah, it's not private, so feel free to follow me. And, yeah, tune in next week. Listen to us. Subscribe to us so you get that notification.
Oh, yeah, subscribe.
For our next podcast, which will be a surprise on who we're talking about.
It will be a surprise. It'll be a surprise. But it'll be great.
But it'll be great.
Because when we talk about celebs,
it's always
there's great. Really no telling what will happen.
Exactly. So, yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.